Welcome to the Practical Church Revitalization Podcast. We look at revitalization in real time, examining the ups and downs of revitalizing and replanting historic and legacy churches throughout New England and the U.S. Now here's your hosts, Eric Malloy, Don McKinnon, and Sam Jimenez.
Welcome back to the Practical Church Revitalization Podcast. I am your host, Don McKinnon, and if I sound a little weird, that is because I am getting over bronchitis, and that's why I'm doing a short take this week, because I have been trying to get over this, and Natalie's trying to get over it, and it's really been something, fighting it, and trying to breathe, and trying to get your sleep, and all sorts of things, and of course, you worry in the time of the pandemic that you might have something, and you don't. But anyway, that said, I'm just going to jump into, well, actually, hold on, before I jump into the thoughts for this week, I want you to keep Eric in prayer for the Sunday that this podcast is releasing, which should be January 30th. It will be his last Sunday at First Church. So keep him in prayer. I know he's going through some, emotional tugs and everything, and we just want to lift him up in prayer. That said, the topic of this is the need for connection, and this kind of is interesting because this got me thinking as Eric started transferring everything over to me for the podcast. I noticed that he had, besides the domain for a website for the podcast, one that would be related to the podcast, which I'm going to be working on. But the other thing that he had was he and I, some of you might remember, flashback 2 years ago, we had made the announcement that we were going to do a conference in our area for church revitalization, and of course the pandemic happened, that never got taken off, took off the ground. But Eric had bought three domains similarly named. It was just the difference of .com, .org, .net. And so we got to thinking about that and trying to as that came in, I've got some ideas. I'm going to reveal that at the end. But we were going to call the conference the Reconnect Conference, and just never really took off. But it doesn't mean that we do not need connection. That is a need within church revitalization that is desperately needed. And so I'm going to briefly touch on three things to think about when it comes to revitalization and connection. And the first point is this: connecting with your people. How do you do this? How are you connecting with the people in your church? Especially when you do have the Sunday onlys. I don't know what we could call those, but the people I'm talking about. These are the people who only show up on Sunday. They do not connect with any other time that the church is open or doing anything. And how do we connect with them? What are we doing to connect? What are we doing to connect with our people, period? Are we doing something where we're thinking all church activities? Are you trying to connect with them? Are you trying to go and have dinner with them? Are you trying to maybe meet and have coffee and talk? How are you making those connections? Because those connections are important to a church revitalization. You get to know who the people are, how much influence they have, so when you want to make certain changes, those changes become easy. What are you doing to connect with them in those regards? And it's an important thing that we can't deny, and we can't just throw off to the side. We have to be working out these relationships. And what happens is a lot of people, they focus too much on building up leadership. They focus too much on Just focusing on leadership and those people that they can see as leaders, and that's going to really, in the long run, damage a church if your focus is, as they say, too many, you know, all your eggs in the same basket. It becomes detrimental to the church, and so that's the thing that we need to be looking at: is how are you connecting with your people, and what are you doing to do that, and how are you cultivating that? You know, what things are you doing? What things are you coming up with? You know, what about within the church itself? You know, are you, you know, maybe with the guys, you're planning to go to some sort of sports activity or out for some kind of manly thing maybe. You know, what are you doing to get out and do that? And then if you're not, you got to start thinking about it. You got to start thinking about how you're going to connect with those people, because once you start making those connections, once you start putting, you know, putting the pieces together, plugging in things, you're going to see things start to change. Now, the second point is this: it's connecting with the community. And, you know, what same thing, what are you doing? You know, how are you doing it? What things are you doing that you're inviting the community into your church? You know, for us, we're planning for this year to have a meal. This, you know, the church I pastor, I'm revitalizing, was once known for its covered dish suppers, and so we're bringing that back because that's something the community has connected with and remembers that. And so we need to capitalize that. We need to invest in that and pull the capital out, because that's going to help us in the long run as a church. And so what are the things you're doing? What are the things that the community is doing that you can go out and do? You know, what fall festivals or spring festivals or summer carnivals, you know, what are the things going on in your community that you can attach to? Basically, you don't even have to do anything that's going to bring you up for cost, because you're going to be able to go there. You might have to pay a fee, $20 fee or something, but what are those things that you're doing? And then you know, are you sitting down with your church and working that out? You know, because you make those connections, and that's the whole thing. You know, you learn who the influences are, you learn, you know, who has what talents that you can use for putting this stuff together. And so that's the one thing. It's key. It's key into bringing all your people together and influencing this and really just, you know, bringing the whole thing together in that regard. I mean, think of it in this way. I think almost every community has to have something around Christmas time. Big or small, they have to have something. And even though it's a tough time of the year to really do stuff, especially if you're trying to focus and put all your time and energy on Christmas Eve or whatever that one service is, what about taking that weekend, whatever that thing is that they're doing on that Saturday, focus on that and see what kind of time and energy you can put into that. All right, third point. Like I said, I'm keeping this short. It's a short take this week because of, as you can tell, I'm getting over bronchitis. But the third take is this. The third connecting point is connecting with pastors. What pastors are you connecting with? What pastors in your community? You know, do you know the pastor down the street? Do you know the pastor of the Methodist Church, of the Baptist Church, of the Pentecostal Church, of the Nazarene Church? You know, whatever those churches are, do you know the pastor? Have you talked to them? Have you gone out and had coffee with them? Get to know them. Get their feedback about the community. Get their feedback about what's going on. Maybe they can tell you what they've heard about the church, so that way there you're aware of things. That way there you make those connection points. You learn that maybe you're not connecting the way that you think you are, and that helps because you're making this connection with the pastors in your community. What about the pastors in groups? You know, on Facebook, there's a lot of Facebook community groups. What about the pastors in those groups? What pastors in those groups are close to you, near you. You know, iron sharpens iron. So what are you doing to connect with those groups and have those groups help you? Finally, the thing is what about the networks? You know, what about your own denominational networks? What about local chapters or you know, sets of the networks within places, you know, like TCG or A29 or one of these? You know, what are those groups that you're trying to connect with? And how is that? Because here's the thing, it can be a very lonely road as a pastor, and it's always good to have other pastors come in and walk alongside you and help you down those pathways. All right, so that's it. Short take this week. Hopefully next week I will be much better. I'm not actually going to record and dump. I'm actually recording this right after Eric's interview because I am beat and I know I need the rest over the next week or so. So hopefully I'll be back. And as you can tell, I'm losing my voice and I don't want to lose it because I need it to preach. So without further ado, this is Don McKinnon, the Legacy Church, Sutton, Massachusetts, wishing you adieu. God bless.